Eddie, that was the proverbial game of two halves. I mean, I think both teams probably struggled a little bit with the conditions in the first half, but second half, a crucial 15-minute spell and it was all over.
Yeah, I mean, I think you summed it up quite well there, because I thought the conditions played a massive part in the quality of the game being nowhere near our usual level. Certainly, I can only speak for ourselves, not Reading. I don't think people quite realised how difficult it was. You could see a lot of balls going out of play, a lot of scrappy play, which isn't like us. But thankfully, we raised our level second half, albeit we weren't at our affluent best. We still had too much for them.
To come in at 0-0, I mean, both teams hit the post in the first half. Did you feel that maybe they slightly shaded it in that first half?
Yeah, possibly they shaded it. I felt we were... I was only concerned with us not being anywhere near what we can be. I don't think we really had a meaningful attack or any concerted pressure, which is really unlike us at home. But as I say, we changed second half and the momentum was built. The pressure was there and then the goals came.
As we've discussed before, you can really rely on Callum Wilson at the moment, but to be fair, he didn't have a lot to do with that beautiful cross, did he?
It's fantastic wing play from Mark Pugh. With his left foot, you know, he can cross off both feet, which is one of the beauties of him, and he's got great body swerve and disguise, and he's hung up a beautiful cross, and Callum's been, he has to be in the right place, he has to be there to head it in, and it was a great goal.
Did you feel, given their recent defensive problems, that if one came, two or three might come, they might be under pressure after that?
I'm not going to say I'm going to foresee that, but yeah, we wanted to score an early goal. That was what we set out to do, given their recent defensive problems. But to score and then score another one so quickly put the game to bed, really. And it's great to see Brett on the score sheet.
Yeah, it wasn't Brett's night in the first half, as it wasn't for quite a few of them. But second half, in 5 or 10 minutes, all of a sudden he's bouncing off the walls.
Well, he showed what he was about in terms of the first finishes for him is a great finish. You know, a big moment in the game and slipped in brilliantly by Callum. It's a typical Brett Pittman finish, right in the corner. Great effort. And then the second goal was a terrific striker's finish and showed his instinct. That's what Brett's always been about. Great to see him, as I say, score two goals. And it just goes to show how quickly football can turn. I mean, Brett was watching Jan a couple of weeks ago and now he's on the score sheet here, and that's what football's all about.
And he kicked the post so hard when he missed, or when Federici pulled off that great save for a hat-trick, that it's probably still rattling now.
Well, I think Federici made not just that great save, he made two or three to keep the scoreline respectable. In the end, we were rampant second half for a spell, and fair play to their goalkeeper, he's made two or three world-class saves.
Now that's three wins in a row. These waves that you can get on the crest of in the Championship, as Reading have done already this season, to be fair, it shows you how volatile this division can be. But when you get one or two wins together, all of a sudden it could be 3, 4, 5.
Well, we want to keep this going as long as we can, and the lads are feeling very confident. I think we believe in ourselves. That's a similar feel to how it did at the back end of last season. Obviously, we're pleased it's happening earlier in the season for us now. But we just have to reflect back 3, 4 weeks ago where we couldn't get a win, and there's a little bit of pressure on us. So we're very humble in victory. And we know we have to improve and continue to move forward. But hopefully, the big thing is that the lads are believing how good we can be as a team.
It's a million miles, isn't it, from the sort of disappointment of games you thought you should have won where you couldn't find a win, as you say, here at home particularly.
Well, that's how football can change, and that's why you can't, we always say, get too down when results don't go for you, or get too high when you win. It's very much a case for us of keeping balance and making sure the players come in every day still wanting to improve and get better as individuals, which in turn will obviously help the team.
And as we said before, this is a big run of Saturday-Tuesday games, so again, when you're winning, these games can't come often enough, can they?
Yeah, when you're winning, you want game after game after game, and for us, we look forward to the games at the moment. Our waveform has been good so far this season, so we look forward to going to Birmingham. And then, of course, we've got the nice game against West Brom in midweek, which will be a really exciting game for everybody.
And just finally, I mean, I know you've mentioned it before, but Artur Boric hasn't lost yet, and that's 5 wins and a draw since he came in. Is he a bit of an unsung hero? Because, again, he had one or two bits to do tonight that he did very well.
All I say is don't curse that, Chris. I don't want to say that too loud. Arthur's done very well since he's come in. He's a big presence. He's made some big saves. He didn't have a lot to do tonight, but what he did do, he did very well. So we're keen to keep that run going as long as we can.